Chapter 2. Chicago. The Windy City, the largest in the American Midwest, was the perfect place for immigrants to flock during the 1960s. Home of the first community college in the United States, it was a growing hotbed for the civil rights movement. The city population was dropping off for the first time in history as more people moved to the suburbs. This was known as white flight. Coming to the USA without any family was a big decision, one that Julio did not take lightly. His education was going to take many years, at least a decade. Away from the judgmental eyes of family and no longer practicing his Catholic faith, he threw himself into his newly adopted home. He had a generic ethnic look that enabled him to blend: wavy, thick black hair, stylish glasses, and an infectious smile. Although shorter in stature, what he did not have in height, he made up for in charm. He had recently rented an apartment in a large green Victorian house in the town of Joliet. His view from his front porch was a popular park where young people liked to gather and smoke cigarettes. He joined them sometimes, glass of red wine in hand, discussing the growing political events. He began to fill his new home with bachelor necessities: a couch, a clock radio, a record player, and a double bed. He intended to enjoy his college experience and was determined to meet as many women as possible. Older than the other college students, he did not have any time to waste. Through a connection, he was able to secure a sales position, which helped to finance part of his education. Once he was able to save up some money, he decided to do something about that little problem that had been nagging him since childhood. He hated the size and shape of his nose. Now that he was living in the plastic surgery capital of the world, it seemed like it was time. He checked himself into St. Joseph Hospital for rhinoplasty. A few years into his studies, Julio was invited to meet his buddy Juan on the campus of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Juan attended NIU and had his own apartment, which was conveniently located above the DeKalb pub. A group of guys, many of them international students, enjoyed drinking at the pub and inviting college girls they would meet up to Juan's apartment for after-hour parties. It was Christmas break and the bar would be hopping. They planned to meet at 9 p.m. After showering and gelling his black hair, Julio put on a purple dress shirt, black slacks, and imported black Italian loafers. He dabbed on his favorite French cologne. Women went crazy for it. One last comb of his slick, gelled, wavy hair, he glanced into the mirror at himself, admiring his new and improved nose. He threw on his black Harrington jacket to head over to DeKalb to meet Juan. Meanwhile, Lila was staying at her grandparents' house and was itching to go out on the town. She called up her high school friend Bonnie to join her at the pub. Lila had recently completed her senior year at college and was looking forward to reconnecting with her high school friend. Dressed in a cute black and white polka dot mini dress, Lila ran a brush through her thick, short, wavy, dark hair and applied black mascara to offset her blue eyes. She was a natural beauty. It was 10:15, and the chatter of the crowds, perfume, and beer smell wafted through the air. The energy was high, and "Do You Believe in Magic" was blaring loudly. Waiting in line at the bar, Lila spied a guy in a purple shirt putting coins into the jukebox. His eyes met hers. She shyly smiled and turned to join Bonnie at the back of the pub by some pool tables. Julio and Juan were at the front of the pub, occasionally glancing back at them. After the latest news of her former boyfriend's shotgun wedding, Lila was ready to do some serious drinking and forget all about him. On the homecoming court together in high school, the couple had planned to get married after college. There was one small glitch. He got another girl pregnant. The hurt surrounding this made her want to drink more quickly than usual. At about 1 a.m., Lila decided she wanted to hear some Beatles and walked over to the jukebox alone. Julio saw this as his opportunity to speak with her. As last call was announced, the ladies accepted an invitation to head upstairs to Juan's apartment. Climbing the stairs, they noticed the aroma of marijuana and the sound of Latin beats was strong. Inside the apartment, the decor consisted of milk crates serving as tables and some lamps that looked like they came from the Salvation Army. Colorful posters of various musicians hung along the olive green walls. Couples would occasionally disappear to one of the back bedrooms. The two young ladies took a seat at the kitchen table to play a game of pass out. Like Monopoly, but with different goals, each square contained instructions to drink, smoke, or go to the bar. Julia was piling on the charm and Lila was becoming dizzy from the vodka-spiked punch and the smell of his cologne. The couple left the game together and headed to the family room for a slow dance. As they swayed to the music, Julio pressed his mouth onto Lila's, gently pulling her body against his.